By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Rise and Shine, welcome back to our morning program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان صدق الله.
Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi azzur. That was the glorious Quran. Yes, my dear viewers, please make it a habit of yours to not only, yes, alhamdulillah, by watching Rise and Shine, you are able to listen to the Quran, but also try to recite the Quran. Make it a habit of yours, a daily practice, to recite the Quran each and every single day. Now, subsequent to the Quran, we listen to the Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Today we shall be speaking about the excellences of seeking knowledge, the greatness of those people who are knowledgeable, and ultimately the difference between the knowledgeable and the unknowledgeable. How disparate these two individuals are, those who are of knowledge and those who do not possess knowledge. Before that, my dear viewers, let's listen to the Na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
قسمت میں میری چین سے جینا لکھ دے ڈوبے نہ کبھی میرا سفینہ لکھ دے جنت تو ٹھکانہ ہے جنت تو ٹھکانہ ہے مگر میرے لیے اے کاتب تقدیر مدینہ لکھ دے
تاجدار حرم حرم تاجدار حرم حرم تاجدار حرم ہو نگاہ کرم ہو کرم تاجدار حرم ہو کرم تاجدار حرم
تاجدار حرم ہو نگاہ کرم ہم غریبوں کے دل بھی سنور جائیں گے والیے بے کساں حامیے بے کساں کیا کہے گا جہاں آپ کے در سے خالی اگر جائیں گے
کرم تاجدار حرم ہو نگاہ کرم ہو کرم تاجدار حرم ہو کرم تاجدار حرم
کوئی اپنا نہیں غم کے مارے ہیں ہم کوئی اپنا نہیں غم کے مارے ہیں ہم آپ کے در پہ فریاد لائے ہیں ہم ہو نگاہ کرم ہو کرم ہو نگاہ کرم ورنہ چوکھٹ پہ ہم آپ کا نام لے کے مر جائیں گے
کرم تاجدار حرم ہو نگاہ کرم ہو کرم تاجدار حرم ہو کرم تاجدار حرم
کا تم سے کہوں اے رب کے کنور تم جنت ہو من کی بتیا در فرقت تو اے امی لقب کاٹے نکٹت ہے اب رتیا توری پریت میں سدھ پت سب بسری کب تک یہ رہے گی بے خبری گاہے بفگن تج دید نظر کبھی سن بھی تو لو ہمری بتیا
تاجدار حرم ہو نگاہ کرم ہو کرم تاجدار حرم ہو کرم تاجدار حرم
میں کشو مدینے چلے میں کشو مدینے چلے
آؤ مدینے چلے آؤ مدینے چلے چلو مدینے چلے آؤ مدینے چلے
دکھ رنگ جو لمبا چھٹتے ہیں حسنین کے صدقے بٹتے ہیں
مدینے چلے آؤ مدینے چلے چلو مدینے چلے آؤ مدینے چلے
تجلیوں کی عجب ہے فضا مدینے میں نگاہ شوق کی ہے انتہا مدینے میں غم حیات نہ خوب قضا مدینے میں نماز عشق کریں گے ادا مدینے میں ادھر ادھر نہ بھٹکتے پھرو خدا کے لیے براہ راست ہے راہ خدا مدینے میں
مدینے چلے آؤ مدینے چلے چلو مدینے چلے آؤ مدینے چلے
میں کشو آؤ مدینے چلے میں کشو مدینے چلے دست ساقی کوثر سے پینے چلے یاد رکھو اگر یاد رکھو اگر اٹھ گئی ایک نظر جتنے خالی ہیں سب جام بھر جائیں گے
تاجدار حرم ہو نگاہ کرم ہو کرم تاجدار حرم ہو کرم تاجدار حرم
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. الحمدللہ عز و جل was the blessed na'at of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Remember, reciting na'at itself is a sunnah, my dear viewers. It is an action which Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had praise. It is a praiseworthy action. It is one. It is the action of many, not even one, but many of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So we should regularly, you know, reciting in Naat, Durood Sharif is also the Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regularly recite Durood Sharif. Now today's topic, my dear viewers, inshallah azza wa jal, today we shall be speaking about the importance, or not just importance because this is something we've touched upon before, but the excellences of seeking knowledge of religion, of seeking knowledge of the religion of Islam, my dear viewers of the Nishan. One thing we must understand is that the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they received revelation at the age of 40. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last and final prophet, the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the age of 40, he also received the first revelation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he disliked the etiquettes, the manners of the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah. The actions that were performed, shameless actions, my dear viewers. Actions which they themselves would perform so much, my dear viewers, and they would not have any shame in performing these actions. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was disgusted by this. He did not like to remain amongst such people. So he would regularly go out, my dear viewers. He would climb up the mountain, Mount Nur it is known as. And on top of this mountain, there is a cave known as Mount Hira, or the Cave of Hira. Now this Cave of Hira, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend, you know, many a time in night, two nights, three nights, in this cave. His beloved, most beloved wife, Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would come and bring food to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain there in recluse. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain there alone, spending his entire time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a man came, yes, a man came, and he approaches Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Iqra." Again, he says, "Iqra." A third time, he says, "Iqra." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first time, the second time, he replies, "Ma'ana biqari." Yeah, at this moment, you are telling me to read. "Iqra" means read. He's ordering, he's instructing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to read when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is busy performing worship. He's worshipping his Lord. And a person comes and tells him, he says, "Iqra," he tells him to read. Allahu Akbar. Why? But then this person, he takes hold of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, "Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq." Read in the name of your Lord who created. So before it was just read, now it is read in the name of your Lord. It is read in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he begins to read. But why is this so important to us? This is important to us, my dear viewers, because it is the first revelation of the Qur'an. The first verse of the Qur'an revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first word of that being, "Iqra," read. This itself, just if you were just to take this first word and the incident, the time in which and the reason for which it was revealed, this should be sufficient, this should suffice for us to read Madhavyas. And reading is a method of seeking knowledge. And generally it is the first revelation, Madhavyas, sent to the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, giving an order. What is this order? This order is to read. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that قُلْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ you say هَلْ يَسْتَوِ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, that those people who are of knowledge, those people who know, those people who possess knowledge, and those people who do not possess knowledge, are they equal? They are not equal. They are disparate. There is a difference, a huge difference. Undoubtedly, we have been told in the Quran, there is a difference. They are not the same. Those people who are knowing, those people who are of knowledge, and those people who do not possess knowledge. And it's said, my dear viewers, are the ones who truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the ulama. What is the reason for this? Because they possess knowledge. There's a huge difference between knowledgeable people, even in this day and age generally. If we were to take a look, who are the people we look up to? We look up to professions, don't we? I'm not speaking about in Islamic terms, Madhavi, but generally in a worldly sense. You know, place Islam at the side for the moment. If you were to look up to somebody, who are the people you look up to? You look up to professionals. What makes them professionals? It is their knowledge which makes them professionals. You think there was a doctor, you would respect this doctor. Say, Dr. Sahib, although he's not a scholar, why is it you respect him? Because of his knowledge. Because this person, he exerted so much effort, he spent so much time seeking knowledge. Now, if he is a doctor, you would respect him, you would honor him. And the reason for this is his knowledge. He is not equal to that person who wipes the streets, that person who sweeps, that person who cleans toilets. He is not. There is a huge difference. What is the difference? The difference is his knowledge. So those people who are knowledgeable, in the worldly sense I'm talking about, those people who are knowledgeable in the worldly sense, are so much different from those people who do not have money. The people who are knowledgeable also have wealth. You know, by means of their knowledge they are able to attain wealth. Even businessmen, it's knowledge, isn't it? It is through the knowledge they have attained, the experience, they are able to earn more money. So in the worldly sense there is a huge difference between those people who are knowledgeable and those people who do not have knowledge. But more importantly, in the religious sense, Islamically, there is a huge difference between those people who have knowledge, those who possess knowledge, and those who do not possess knowledge. So much more, inshallah, we shall come to hear about after our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Welcome back to our daily reminder. Today inshallah azawajal, a very famous and beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam regarding the essence and importance of time. Now this hadith is, I'm not going to mention the complete hadith, but just the part of the hadith is that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, take advantage of your spare time before you are preoccupied. Now this spare time that we have today on our hands, how are we spending this time? Remember, my dear Islam brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Quran, wal asr innal insana lafi khusr. Allah Azza wa Jal, he swears an oath that every person is in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Apart from those who have accepted Islam, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and have done pious, righteous good deeds. Now, everyone is in loss. Those people, even if you have become a Muslim and you spend your time in useless things, video games, you know, football, cricket, all day. Now, if we think to ourselves, how we are spending our time today, this time that is so precious. Hazrat Hasan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that this time that Allah ta'ala has blessed you, you know, take every breath that is coming, every breath that we are taking, every breath is taken closer and closer to our dark grave. We need to take advantage of this. And if we don't take advantage of time now, then as they say, time will kill you. Every second is taking you closer to death. And my dear Islam brothers, let's just see how we are taking advantage of our spare time. You know, we've got spare time on a Sunday, we'll have a day off. What do we do on a Sunday? We wake up at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Why? Because I've got a day off, I need to relax. Now this time is so important that every minute that we are spending in our spare time, that we are not doing anything regarding the deen, we will regret this on the day of judgment. There are so many things to do, but sadly today you can see that the majority, especially of our youngsters, are wasting their time playing video games, are wasting their time, you know, running about in the sports fields, wasting their time, ma'azallah, watching movies, going to cinemas, going clubbing even, astaghfirullah. And our time is being wasted. Now we will regret this on the day of judgment. When we are dead, that is it. You will not be able to do anything. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, time is of an essence. Time is a very important part in our lives. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has taught us that we should take advantage of our spare time before we get preoccupied. So if you have spare time, not even give spare time to the deen, we need to give our own, our real time, our precious time for our deen, because our deen is precious. We need to give it precious time. This spare time that we say, if I've got the time, I'll go on the Madani Qafila. If I've got the time, ma'azallah, I will go and offer my salah. If I've got the time, I will go and read my salah with the Jamaat. If I've got the time, I will go and learn about the deen. Today, we are saying this, that if I get the time, but when we die, that is when we are going to regret it. At this moment of time, if you look at our youngsters who are growing up in this very fast and, you know, very bad society, you see majority of them, they'll be wasting their time playing video games. They'll be at home, you know, even the parents will buy these video games for them. And today, sadly, our younger generation is growing up where they have no much understanding of the deen. They have no respect for the parents. They have no knowledge of what the love and respect and that Allah Ta'ala that mentions in the Quran, وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانَ, be kind to your parents. They don't even know what this word kindness means towards the parents. Why? The parents need to think. Is it our fault? Is it our children's fault? Maybe it is our fault because we are bringing up our children in this world, that we are bringing up our children. You know, we're making them sit in front of the TV. We're having the TV give them tarbiyah. The TV is teaching them. The TV cannot teach them what you as parents can teach them. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, I'll mention again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith, the mafhum, the part of the hadith is, take advantage of your spare time before you are preoccupied. Today you are free. You haven't got much to do. Tomorrow, when you busy yourself in the dunya, so many people, when they don't have work, they'll be going to the masjid, they'll be reading their salah. But you'll find many, many people who are not working at all, yet they're still at home, lazing about, sat on the sofa, watching television all day long. Now, we need to understand, if this is my life as a father, that I don't know much about my deen, and I've got my spare time on my hand, and even if I don't have this spare time, we need to make spare time. We need to take time off of our very busy schedule and fit that in so that we can learn and educate ourselves in the deen. Let me ask you a few questions, and I will ask these questions to myself as well. Do we know how to recite the glorious Quran? Do we even read the glorious Quran? Do I know the important rulings of salah? You know, important rulings of cleanliness, important rulings of fasting, because if we are baligh, then all these things are compulsory for us. If I don't know these rulings, Can you imagine what my children will be like? Can you imagine me spending my life, you know, in this world, you know, put myself, you know, so busy in this world. Can you imagine what my children will do if I put myself in there? So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today's daily reminder is take advantage of your spare time before you become preoccupied, or else when the eyes are shut, we're lowered into the dark grave. That is it for you. No one will be able to come out of the grave and start doing good things, because this world is a place where you do the amal. The hereafter is the place where you are going to be answerable to Allah Azza wa Jal. It's a day of reckoning, not a day of amal. May Allah give me and all of us the ability to learn and to take advantage of this beautiful deen, and to take advantage of our time and to learn about the deen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Inshallah, mashallah, azza, that was our daily reminder. Now we were speaking about the difference between the people who have knowledge and people who do not have knowledge. In the glorious Quran, we have been told that they are completely disparate, they are completely different. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam praises those people who have knowledge. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself states that innama bu'ithu mu'alliman. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was sent as a teacher to teach, my dear viewers. You know, you can only teach when you have attained knowledge. It also teaches us the importance of spreading knowledge. But in terms of the difference between people who are knowledgeable and those people who do not possess knowledge, there's a hadith sharif which states that فَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةِ الْبَدْرِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. If we were to look out in the night, my dear viewers, in mid-Islamic month, if we were to look out, let's say for the 14th night, my dear viewers, when we see the full moon, and when you really look at the moon, you think, wow, that moon is so beautiful. You know, really, you must, my dear viewers, for those who have not seen it, they must see it. Where on the 14th night, even the 12th, 13th, 14th night, my dear viewers, they will see that the moon is beautiful. Honestly, it's so beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that the difference between an alim, a scholar, as to just a normal worshipper, is like that moon in comparison to the rest of the stars. Where that moon is so clear, that moon is so beautiful, even more beautiful than anything else in the skies. This is the greatness of a scholar. And similarly, فَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِي عَلَى أَدْنَاكُمْ. This is so, so beautiful. This is so beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest of creation. We are nothing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that the difference between a person of knowledge and a person who does not have knowledge, but yet he prays, subhanallah, there's so much good in him, he's an abid, he's a worshipper, he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet the difference between the two is so huge that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, it is like the difference between me and the least of you. We are nothing in comparison to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are nothing in comparison to the dust which lies beneath the slipper of the city, or you know, the least of the people of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, of the blessed slipper of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are nothing. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this is the difference between a knowledgeable person and a person who does not have knowledge. And by knowledge I refer to Islamic knowledge, my dear viewers. Knowledge of the deen, knowledge of our religion. عَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam the names of everything. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered all the angels, he had ordered the shaitan to prostrate before Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. But this is strange. Remember, this was not a prostration of worship, no. They were not to worship him, they were just to prostrate out of respect before him. But what was the reason for this? One of the reasons the scholars give is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored him with knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught, had granted him knowledge. He had granted Adam alayhi salatu wasalam knowledge, and because he possessed all that knowledge. Yes, the others were knowledgeable, but because of the amount of knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, this is one of the reasons the scholars mention that the rest of the angels were ordered to bow and to prostrate towards him. Allahu Akbar. Why? The difference between a person of knowledge and those who do not possess knowledge. Let's move to our daily hadith, Chief, and then inshallah we shall hear more on this topic. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah azawajal, in today's daily hadith, we will hear about a very important element of our lives. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْتِ أَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ. A time will come upon the people, لَا يُبَالِي الْمَرْءُ مَا أَخَذَ مِنْهُ, when one will not care where he attains his wealth from, whether he attains it through permissible means or impermissible means, halal or haram. No doubt, one of the obligations upon a Muslim is that he earns for himself and his family a pure and halal sustenance. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not sleep all night. So Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked, O Messenger of Allah, what has caused you to stay awake all night? The best of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied that I found a date last night and I ate it. Then I remembered that we had in our house some dates that were meant for charity. So I feared that the date I ate was from the dates that were to be given to charity. Subhanallah, what does this go to show? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ate one date, forgetting that he had some dates in his house that were meant for charity. And this caused them to have a sleepless night, just out of fear that this date may have been from the dates of the charity. So this accidental morsel caused our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much unrest and so much discomfort. In reality, this serves as a lesson for us. This is a teaching within this. There is a teaching for us, those of us who may be earning such a living that comes from a means of haram, and yet we enjoy a deep sleep at night. And like this, we have countless accounts of various Sahaba ikiram and awliya who too are great role models, even in just safeguarding themselves from doubtful food and sustenance. Halal sustenance is the means of attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also His Azza wa Jal's protection. It's the mean of getting all our lawful du'as answered, and also and truly a means of being honored on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the pursuit of seeking halal sustenance easy upon all of us. Ameen, bijahin nabil, ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, today we are speaking about the difference between the knowledgeable and those who are not knowledgeable. Undoubtedly they are not the same. There is a huge difference. Now in the glorious Quran, subhanAllah, this is very, very beautiful, that in the glorious Quran it is stated, قَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ. A ant is mentioned within the glorious Quran. Wow, the Quran is so beautiful, so great, so important. Why does it mention an ant? Or what an ant speaks about? Allahu Akbar. The Quran tells us about an ant, not only about an ant, but the conversation of an ant. What an ant says. That the ant says that all ants, to the rest of the ants, the army of ants, Udkhulu masakinakum. Enter into your caves, into your houses. Hide from here. La yahtimannakum Sulaymanu wa junuduhu. In order that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is bringing his army, along with his army. They are coming. The answer saying that they are going to trample on top of you, they are going to destroy you. Quickly hide, quickly go into your houses. Allahu Akbar, la yahtimannakum Sulaymanu wa junuduhu, wa hum la yash'urun. Whilst they are unaware, why you are ants, they cannot see you. They may trample over you whilst being unaware. And then it's said in the glorious Quran, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, undoubtedly he was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He could hear things from afar, he could see things from afar, he will know those things which are taking place at a distance, at a huge distance. It said that this was miles away. But فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam began to smile. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam began to smile, my dear viewers. Subhanallah. A ant who's mentioned in the Quran. Hazrat Imam Razi radiallahu ta'ala an, he states that the reason for this was this ant was an ant of knowledge. This ant, because it possessed knowledge, this was mentioned in the Quran. My dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, undoubtedly there's a huge difference between those who possess knowledge and those who do not possess knowledge. We should make it our duty to learn. And by knowledge, I refer to knowledge of Islam. I refer to Islamic knowledge. We need to know about our deen. We need to know about our religion. We need to know about our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to know about the Quran. There are some things which are necessary for us to learn, my dear viewers. But today, as usual, it is Monday. So we'll go to our last and final segment, Health is Wealth. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine, and segment is Health is Wealth. Alhamdulillah, today we have got Shehzad Hussain Ashrafi with us, who is a doctor, consultant, and serving in one of the UK-based hospitals. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Masud, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you so much, once again, giving us your precious time. Now, so we've been talking about stroke, and that's definitely one of the main leading causes of death across the globe. It's a very important topic, and much information is needed, and much awareness is required to give out to the viewers of Madani Channel. And alhamdulillah, we're trying our best to help and benefit the Ummah. This is one of the main intentions of this program. That's what we are doing here. We were talking in the last segment about the post-stroke, you see, a person's life, how he lives, and what lesson one, a person who is healthy, he can gain from that. Prasad, can you shed a bit light? What lessons can we learn? Definitely, you come across many patients, they come to you and you see them closely and you watch them, and definitely you can explain very well, I think.
Yes, it is one of the I see devastation of a life when we treat the patients many of the time. People do get better, sometimes people don't get better. That's where family and themselves suffers. I would like to share one patient without naming them. He was a 23-year-old young man who had a life in front of him.
Allah.
Coming with one of the most devastated strokes among stroke. There is the one stroke which is which causes what you call a basilar stroke. So means there is a connection between brain and the body by a spinal cord and a brain stem. Mm. So that is an information highway between the brain and the whole body.
Yeah.
If somebody have a stroke in that area, no matter how good the brain is, the information does not carry away into the body, and the patient, what we call it, is locked in. Mm. So So above the head,
it's all paralyzed.
This work, below the whole body, everything is paralyzed.
Allahu.
So that disease or that stroke is the most difficult. The pity thing in this type of stroke is that all senses are awake and alert when they are locked in. So their brain cortical function, what you call executive function, all senses, which gives them intelligence, which gives them perception of a pain, which gives them feeling, which makes us a human, they are intact. But all the other, such as autonomic, so ability to breathe, ability to move our eyes, ability to speak, ability to move, everything are impaired. So the person feels as if he is caged. That's why we call it the locked-in syndrome. As if somebody has been tied with the chains and prevented any ability of do anything, but can think everything. So this is a very sad situation. And you know the reason why this young man who is 23 had a stroke? Administration of a drugs.
Allah,
which could have been easily prevented. So this young man got into a habit of taking illicit drugs, those chemicals which intoxicate people, and as a result, as a complication, unfortunately, this patient had a stroke.
Very respected viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard that a 23 years old young lad, he had a stroke. We normally think, when we think about stroke, we think about old people, right? And normally that's how in perception comes in our mind. But we can clearly understand and consulted is saying that a 23 years old, because of taking drugs, he was admitted to hospital and he had one of the serious kinds of strokes. So, dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, when we talk about drugs, alhamdulillah, Islam has given us clear guidelines. We should avoid taking drugs. And every teachings of Islam, alhamdulillah, it has got a backing. There's a logic behind that. And alhamdulillah, if we act upon the teachings of Islam, then we can prevent many diseases itself. Yes. So avoid it. And another important point here, Dr. would like to mention, and I would also like to take a bit of your point of view, how important it is to have a right company, because these drugs, those students or maybe those young boys or youth, they start taking drugs, definitely they've got a bit of company, a bad company, those they're already taking drugs, and end of the day eventually they get into this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Right company is very important, and few of our ulama and scholars have said that this is one of the very important elements of being pious.
True.
Your company makes you what you are.
Absolutely right.
And actually there is a lot of evidence behind it that some people have given their interviews about their life, and they say, we tried, we were succeeded in giving up all the bad habits, and we repent ourselves from them. But when we went back to meet our friends, when we went back into the same environment, they have attracted us and we end up having that. And that vicious cycle continues all the time. So the few tips for the parents in today's a difficult environment, keep a tab on your child. Give some time on the dinner table or some dinner times. Sit down with them. Gather the information about whom they meet. Give them time. Be compassionate with your children. Listen to them. Even though sometimes it bores you, no matter how tired you are, I would like to share my experiences. When I have a six-year-old, and when I take him from the maktab, during the journey from taking him from the maktab to going to the home, I talk about how was your day, how did you spend your day, what did you learn today, how are your friends, how did you play, did you enjoy the thing today, and he opens up. People might think it is six-year-old, But this is the way of bonding, creating a bond with your child.
MashaAllah. Very important is that we should provide the right atmosphere and environment to our child.
Yes.
That's very important. I think we should take, we should hold the finger of our child and take him to the masjid. We should take him regularly to the masjid every day if it is possible. We should show him the way that this is the right place you need to come and you need to do worship, rather than taking them every Friday. Yes, we do. We should do on Fridays also, but on a regular basis we should take them, we should give them time. And the right atmosphere, right environment, it really matters. It does matter. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islam is atmosphere, is in front of you, Madani Channel is in front of you. If we try to associate ourselves with this fragrant atmosphere, inshallah, we should come to Ijtima'at of Dawat Islami, weekly gatherings of Dawat Islami. If we can travel in Madani Qafile, we can take our children with us, and that will be a great way forward to help and, alhamdulillah, to raise them and definitely to give them a right atmosphere and environment which could eventually avoid them going to the wrong hands and the wrong people and the wrong society. And inshallah, they will be protected from drugs also. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to understand whatever is said. Once again, I would like to say thank you, Dr. Saab, for your precious time and coming and giving your time once again. But inshallah, we'll come back with another important, informative episode of Rise and Shine's segment, Health is Wealth. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Salim, my dear viewers, time as usual has got the better of us. Do not worry, inshallah we shall be returning tomorrow. Now remember, tomorrow Tuesdays we listen to one particular department, but take care of your health, really. Look after yourself, my dear viewers. Look after your health. And inshallah, we'll continue to watch Madani Channel. That's all for now. We shall be returning tomorrow. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end.